Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. Don Cooper is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is one of our top salesmanship experts in the Brain Trust. Also, talks to us about how to take care of our customers, how to love up our customers, whenever, which we need to be doing all the time. And I'm going to... Ordinarily, this is where I would tell you a little bit about his brand, a little bit about his company, but he's got some new stuff going on, so I'm going to let him tell us about that. Don Cooper, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be back. Always good to be back on your show.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Don?
Exactly.
That's what you meant to say, isn't it?
Exactly. You betcha.
Okay, you got some new branding. Tell the audience about it.
Oh, my new brand is the Sales Heretic.
The Sales Heretic.
Exactly.
Now, tell us what you mean by that statement.
Well, in talking with salespeople, I've discovered that a lot of sales training is still stuff that's been recycled from last century.
The 20th century.
And even
yeah.
the 19th century.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's a lot of people have not changed with the times. And people are still saying a lot of these cliches that are out there, sales is a numbers mm-hmm. game, and always be closing, and sell the sizzle, not the steak, and a lot of stuff that really is not helpful to salespeople.
Well, here's the thing, Don. I agree with you. I actually spoke at a seminar about a year ago, and a guy who came after me, or no, a guy who came before me, got up and said some things. And I heard what he said, and I thought, wow, I haven't heard that in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did my thing, and my thing wasn't all about selling. There was a lot of sales stuff in it, but it was, I considered it to be 21st century thinking.
Right.
And afterwards, the people came up to me and said, you know what? You just basically made whatever that guy said null and void.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, which one do you believe? They said, I like your stuff.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's a lot of stuff going on out there, isn't there? And let me just stick one point in there, and then I'll let you go. It's not that closing is not still relevant. It's not that asking indirect questions are not still important. It's not that it's important. You know that a lot of the communication skills that we learned in the 21st century. It's not that they're not still important. It's just that you have to use them in a 21st century way.
Precisely. That's exactly it. And so a lot of what I do kind of flies in the face of that traditional sales approach and the conventional mm-hmm. wisdom out there. And it works. That's part of why it works.
Give us an example.
Well, one of the things that I tell salespeople is to always explain to their prospects why their competitors are better than they are.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty heretical.
It is.
That's pretty much, what's the word? Heretical, is that the word? Yeah.
Okay. Yep. But if I tell you one way in which my competitor is better than I am, what does that build?
I would think it would build some trust, yeah.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. Because the prospect thinks that if I'm honest enough to explain where I'm weak, then odds are everything else I say can be believed.
Hmm.
And the fact is, and people
do you lead with that, Don?
That. Pardon?
I'm kind of freaking out here myself a little bit. Do you lead with that?
No, you wouldn't lead with
okay.
it.
But okay, good.
It
all right, I feel
point.
Better now.
During the presentation. And here's the thing. Salespeople kind of freak out when I say that because they're afraid of disclosing information that hurts their case. But the fact is mm-hmm. your prospect has already heard this from your competition. So you're really not hurting yourself at all. Mm-hmm. They either know this or they're going to know it anyway.
You're just being honest.
Precisely. You know, and it's a weird world in which honesty is considered heretical in sales.
That is sad, isn't it?
And yet, that's part of why it works so well. People don't trust salespeople. And
one of the,
it's
one of the coolest,
critical to build trust.
One of the coolest things to happen to me many years ago was one of my customers years ago when I was working for another company called me and said, Jim, I got this competitive proposal. They want to kick you out and put themselves in. Will you come help me evaluate their proposal? That was pretty cool.
That's
so I go there.
Cool.
I go there and I'm looking at the proposal and I said, well, you know what? That's really good right there. I can't do that.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yep, that's good right there. I said, you know what? This is a good proposal. Here are three things that they offer you that I can't do as well as they can.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, but let me ask you a question. Do you need those three things?
Right.
Oh, well, no, I really don't need those things. And I said, well, okay, you know, that's so you make, what's your decision? They said, I'm staying with you.
There you go. That's being an advisor. And that's why I tell people that they should strive to be an advisor, a counselor, an advocate. If you are working in concert with your prospects and customers and you're helping them achieve what their goals are, then sales will just come as a result of that. If you're working in your customer's best interest, then they will look to you for that kind of guidance, and they'll do whatever you tell them to.
Well, and we're all bombarded with so many marketing impressions every day.
Precisely.
And we don't know where to turn. I think everybody is looking for somebody to trust.
Exactly.
Some company to trust, either somebody to help them make a decision or a company that they've already made a decision with and who's already performed, and they don't have to find somebody new to trust. People are looking for that, aren't they?
Yes, they are. There's so much information. The marketplace is so crowded, it's really easy to buy the wrong thing. And that's precisely what prospects fear. Their single biggest fear is buying the wrong product or service.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bigger mistake than paying too much. It's a bigger mistake than signing too long a contract. The biggest fear is buying the wrong thing. And it's really easy to do. And that's where a salesperson proves their worth, is by helping a prospect make the right decision and make the best buying decision for them.
Including, and this really is a way for people who want to compete with companies online.
Yes.
I mean, you can buy a lot of things online, but, you know, a lot of people you do business with online, if you have a problem, you never find those guys.
No, absolutely not.
And so this is a way to compete with those folks. We're going to get Don to talk to us some more about this. The salesman, what did you call it, sales heretic?
Exactly.
Sales heretic, I like that. Anyway, we're going to be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don Cooper is our guest. We'll be right back. Here's Dan Fogelberg. Take us out. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the things that we do here. The archives of past shows, the show I did today will be up on the website later today. The show I did yesterday is up on the website already. And all the way back to 1999, we've been capturing them since then. And of course, you can check out our Brain Trust members there, over 600 of them, like our good friend Don Cooper, who's with us right now. And you can check out our the articles thousands of articles there that my Brain Trust and I have written. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter. And you can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. But be sure to go also to our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz. And that's where you get small business answers now. Don Cooper is our guest, and we're talking about being a sales heretic, doing things off the wall, things other people would never think of doing. Like telling your customers how your competitors are better than you. That's crazy.
I like crazy. What's wrong with crazy? As long
one
as
thing
it works,
for sure, it'll get your customers' attention, won't it?
That's part of it. You're trying to stand out and be different. This economy has grown so dramatically that now whatever it is you want, there are lots and lots of choices.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, if you're a seller, if you're a professional, if you're a salesperson, if you're a business owner, whatever it is you do, you've got tons of competition. And more everything is being seen by consumers, both individuals and in the corporate world, as a commodity. And if people believe you're
everything
a commodity,
everything is a commodity these days, ladies.
Yeah, and the problem with the commodity
the only thing that's not a commodity. The only thing that are not a commodities are not commodities is the way you customize what you sell for your customers.
Yeah, we've got to create a different experience. You have to create a different product. You have to create a different something about what you do and how you do it has to stand out as being different in the customer's mind. It can be something little, it can be something big. It just has to be different. But being different will enable you to stand out and enable you to charge more.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Jiffy Lube. They are the top quick service oil change, and they're the most expensive. And one of the keys is something that has nothing to do with oil. They vacuum your car. But that little detail adds value mm-hmm. for customers. And it's something that makes them pay more because they're the only ones that do it.
A friend of mine said his wife bought a car, and when she got in the new car to drive away from the lot, she noticed that while they were getting her car ready, they had gone to her old car and identified all the radio stations that she had pushed into her buttons, and they'd replicated that on her new radio.
Very cool.
And guess what? They're still talking about that.
I'm sure.
Now, how many people are going to go back to that company just because they want to do business with that kind of company? And guess what did that take? 5 minutes of their time?
Exactly.
Cost them nothing.
And see, that's what I would call a heretical act. It's an act
Well, here's what it also recognizes, Don, that the 21st century is different from the 20th century.
Yes.
But humans are not that much different from the humans of the 20th century.
Are not
we?
At all.
We still want to be able to trust people. We still have a tendency to want to be loyal. But here's something that's new, Don, and I know you talk about this a lot too. People want you to save them time more. Now this is a 21st century thing. People are valuing their time more than their money, aren't they?
More than ever before. Absolutely. Convenience has become more and more of an issue since the 1950s.
It's an industry now, isn't it?
Much more now.
Convenience has become an industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you go down to the supermarket and everything there is convenience packaged.
Mm-hmm.
It's more expensive. People will pay for it because it saves them time. It saves you 30 seconds, people will do it. So anything that you can do to recognize people's time, to value their time, to help them out, is valued and appreciated.
Mm-hmm. What extend this to customer service. Extend your heretic thinking to customer service.
Well, a heretic is anybody who questions, who flies in the face of conventional wisdom, who dissents from an accepted belief or doctrine. And when it comes to customer service, it's really taking care of the customer first and everything else second. Mm-hmm. And too many companies view customer service as simply an expense to be minimized. And they don't understand that customer service is actually part of the sales process.
Mm-hmm.
Because sales and service are two sides of the same coin. You cannot have one without the other. What's that, Jim?
And the thing is you can't have the repeat sales without the service either.
No, and that's, exactly.
And that's an area where I said you can't have repeat service without sales.
Yeah, you bet.
I mean without service.
Right.
And that's something that people still want more and more of all the time, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they're demanding more service than ever before.
And the problem is service has become a cliche. And what I tell customers is don't use the words service, because everyone says that. Explain what your service is. How do you take care of customers?
Don, give us your website, please, before we go.
www.doncooper.com.
And look for the new stuff soon, right? The new
heretic
stuff? Thanks, Don. See you next time.
All right, Jim.
Quick break, right back after these messages with our good friend Steve Del Bianco. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
On the roof is peaceful as can be.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.